Tributes continue to flow for Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh, who died last week at the age of 99. Prince Philip had a strong connection with Australia, particularly through his association with more than 40 charities and organisations. But he also oversaw the running of the Duke of Edinburgh's International Award for Young People, which many, many Australians have been a part of. Peter Kay is the CEO of the Duke of Edinburgh Award in Australia. Peter Kay, welcome to Breakfast.
Thank you, Fran.
How well did you know Prince Philip? Did you come in contact with him much through the awards?
A great deal. First up, Fran, was 1980, and I had regular opportunities from 1980 to work with him, as we say, behind closed doors as well on the public event front.
And what was he like in that role?
Was he
hands-on?
Oh, hands-on. I'm describing him as a 12 out of 10 hands-on.
Right.
You know, he was seriously hands-on. He wasn't a figurehead. He was the engineer of the awards program, and he very quickly became our chief salesperson and advocate. And even when he handed the baton over 15 years ago now, he was still our chief advocate and, you know, chief squad leader.
And what was he like as a person? Obviously, most of us never get to meet a royal. You've met one. What we do know about him, most of us, is that he was, as they say, gaffe-prone. He liked to speak his mind. He, you know, was sometimes on the face of it from a distance, impolite or impatient and a bit prickly. Is that how you found him?
I can see all those things. But what I saw was the motivation behind how that might have been coming across. He was determined. He wanted to make great use of the opportunity he had. He saw that his role was gave him opportunity, privilege, you know, status, and he wanted to put that to good use. Very driven, incredibly, incredibly knowledgeable, Fran. I mean, I had seen him in meetings, and you know, he would walk in this studio and say, "How'd you go with that XYZ we talked about 3 years ago?" He just carried incredible knowledge.
What's it like having a meeting with a royal, in this case Prince Philip? Because I imagine it's quite hard to pull them up on something or disagree with them. Is that the case?
It is. So we've got two things here. Working with the royal behind closed doors and working with the royal publicly.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, it was in public and he something was said in a meeting that may not have been correct, then my favourite line was, "Yeah, I do have an update on that, sir. Would you like me to share it now?" And that was my subtle way of bringing in the additional, the correct information.
How did he go with being corrected?
Look, if it was done in that respectful, tactful manner, he actually appreciated it.
If it wasn't?
Well, I never got to okay. do that. So, but you know, look, he was a confident person that respected others, but he certainly was driven to get outcomes.
The Duke of Edinburgh Awards are deeply embedded in Australia. How many Australians have gone through it?
Oh, we're getting close to 800,000.
800,000.
So 780, yeah.
I've never done it myself, or I've never done anyone who's done it either. But looking on, it seems to have been a great opportunity for people. It was his idea, wasn't it?
Yes, it was his idea, and he was the master engineer. But he did draw on people, and that was a feature of Prince Philip. He was one to seek counsel. He was one to draw on information. That's why when he asked you a question, he wanted your opinion, Fran. He just didn't want a polite answer. And so he drew on Kurt Hahn, his headmaster from Gordonstoun School, very much. People like Lord Hunt, who led the Hillary Everest climb. But then he drove it. He ensured that the values and the principles that have made it so relevant in 130-odd countries around the world, you know, we're into China, we're into Slovakia, we're into all sorts of countries, that was his doing.
So I read a quote which I really liked. He referred to the Duke of Edinburgh Awards as a do-it-yourself growing up kit. What was his understanding, or what was driving him to do it? What were the values that he thought underpinned it?
Yeah, and the reference to the do-it-yourself kit was because it was a design feature. So one is to appreciate the Duke of Edinburgh Award is not an organisation you join, it's a thing you do. And that thing you do, that four-part framework that you complete activities in, comes empty of activity. At the point of that young person and the volunteer award leader, it takes shape. So that kit is really a reflection of him saying, this is not a preset, curriculum, you know, program. You build it locally. We've given you the tools, youth worker, teacher, educationalist in the prison. We've given you a kit. And he kept that true to shape all the way through. When people try to make it a little bit more prescriptive, he would be onto it saying, no, it has to remain flexible, it's got to remain inclusive.
So what are the sort of tools that, because what you're saying, I think, is it's different in one Commonwealth country than it might be in another.
Oh, it's different between two schools, different between two children of the same family.
So what are the essential tools?
Okay, so what there's two components to the what we see externally with the Duke of Edinburgh's International Award. One, there are three levels, and it's progressive, bronze, silver and gold. Not harder in terms of challenges because there's no standards. It's personal goals.
Yeah.
But it's longer. So there's three levels, bronze, silver and gold, and there's four key components. You give service, you volunteer, you improve your physical health, you take on a life skill or a personal skill, and you do a team challenge in the form of an adventurous journey, an overnight unfamiliar environment journey. Now, the activities you actually put in that will vary on your personality, your interest. You may take existing activities. You may already be into writing or production, but you've got to take it to a next level. You may be into cooking and baking.
But oh, I see. So it's not all physical outdoor.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Right, okay.
No, no, no. I mean, that's the part people sort of, it's the most photogenic part. But no, there are four very balanced activities.
And the award is now run by Prince Edward, is that right?
He chairs the trustees that oversee it and maintain the integrity of the program worldwide.
Peter, I understand that you've been working towards this moment, the moment of the prince's death, for a few years.
Correct.
In what way? What have you been doing to prepare?
To ensure that we did have the material that we could communicate regarding reflecting the legacy that Prince Philip has left from. So from a Duke of Ed point of view, we had a video on standby that captured what he had achieved. Mm-hmm. So we had the facts and figures ready so we can communicate to the public that this legacy, this life, living legacy that he's left us.
And have the scandals of the past few years that have embroiled some of the royals or all of the royal family, have they taken the shine off an institution like this, which is so embedded in the royal family?
Yeah, two parts to this answer. Pretty well half the countries that offer the Duke of Ed in their country don't call it the Duke of Edinburgh's Award.
All right.
Prince Philip wasn't that, didn't have the ownership to sort of say it's got to bear my name at all. He was quite happy that others relabeled it. So the most common name outside of Duke of Edinburgh Award is the President's Award because the head of the country. So it's got a wide range of names, probably more than a dozen different names around the world. So that's the first thing. So to a lot of countries then, there's a historical connection, but not a everyday reference. In Australia, our numbers have been growing. In fact, we've come out of COVID. February was the largest number of young people starting the program in our history in Australia. So if there is concern, it's people are seeing beyond that when it comes to this particular program.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, if the heart of the program, the values are giving, improving our resilience, well, then there's never been a time when we need more of that. Peter, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, friend.
Peter Kay is the CEO of the Duke of Edinburgh's Award in Australia.